in Chicago. A shoemaker?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, what would that look like?
Well, it, when it gets in what I call in full bloom.
Am I saying that right? How would you say it?
Shoemaker.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
That's right.
I didn't know if I was saying it right.
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, it had a funny foliage at the top.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know hardly how to describe it, but it's pretty.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty, though.
Yes, it is. I forget what you call it. It's a, and you can take those roots of that shoemaker, pull it up, get the roots, scrape that dirt off, wash it off, and cook those roots down real low, just like you'd be cooking something.
Oh.
And they're good for sore places and swelling.
Really?
And heal up things.
Oh, I never heard of that.
Yes,
the shoemaker roots.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's interesting. Are you
ready? Oh, no, let's see. There's something else they're good for. I forgot it right this minute. I used to have an Indian lady. She was a doctor.
Oh,
and I wish I could remember.
Oh, I
went out a kid. When I was a kid. If, yes,
did you
ma'am.
Ever write any of that down?
Crazy me, no. And
never,
I should have.
Never.
I should have written it down and kept it. But it would have got burned, just like everything
well,
else in my place, in my home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you never did, you never wrote to?
No. I should have.
Mm-hmm.
I started one time when I was a child to write my history from the time I was a kid on up to now.
Mm-hmm.
And I waited too long to start and I never did.
Mm-hmm.
My sister-in-law's, my niece from California, she wanted a family tree and she wanted to know all about my people in England.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I told her all I knew. I didn't know anything about my people in England, only my father's people. I didn't know anything about them, only my grandmother and some aunts I had, but they all passed away. I couldn't give her no definite information about them.
Mm-hmm.
Only my mother and father's all I could tell her. My daughter-in-law, she wanted a family tree, and I gave her all I knew about it. But she didn't ask me anything when I was a kid on up like you have today.
Mm-hmm.
I might have told her something.
Well, now, you mentioned to me that you had blackberries and that you had strawberries.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, were there any other berries?
Too. Raspberries.
Oh, you did?
You had the raspberry in the garden.
Oh.
Yes. Grapes, raspberries, strawberries, blackberries. Oh, no, they were not the blackberry. They were called Hamelay berry. They were that big. Just as sweet as they could be.
Did that look something like a blackberry?
Oh, they did, yes. And the seed was much larger.
The seed?
And just as sweet and good. And then down on Mr. place, we had something down there we called a... And I'll think of it in a minute. It wasn't a... not a muscadine, what grows in the woods wild, but a muskogee vines.
Oh.
They were muskogee vines, and Mr. bought them and put them out on his place. He lived just a mile south of my mother, my husband's father.
Mm-hmm.
And after he passed away, while we got the farm,
mm-hmm.
and he put them out there, and they were called muskogee vines. They grew like a grapevine. Yeah, we had, I told you about the grapes in the
mm-hmm.
garden.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we had the muskogee vines there, and stood up, and the muscadine growing in singles, like they do in the woods, the muskogee vine, they grew in clusters,
mm-hmm.
and they were that big.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the first time I ever saw those.
Oh, I never heard of those. I never heard of those at all. You've really come with some interesting things.
Well,
you had a very interesting life, I think. You really did.
Yes, I'm in a hard life.
And a hard life, yeah.
Hard-working life.
Hard-working life.
Mm-hmm.
What would they call it? Now, another type of tree.